Hello.
Hello and welcome to the Kevin Ross Emery Show with
Ashley Olstein. Nice to see you.
nice to see you as well. Anything new, exciting in the world going on?
Oh, always. There's always something fun and exciting. No, nothing really worth bringing up. I've just been very stuck in my human world these days. So, less of the spiritual stuff, more of the human mom stuff, but all good. All good.
Well, since you're stuck in human stuff and mom stuff and some stuff that involves things like healing and things like that, we have the perfect guest on tonight for that. So we will be getting to him in just a little bit after we do our astrology. I do want to remind people that this Saturday I am going to be at a show in Haverhill, Mass, and I will post that information in the last part of the show, where you can find me. I will be doing readings. There'll be other people there with doing readings and selling any and all things metaphysical, new age, the wah-wah stuff. But it's the new age wah-wah stuff, not to be confused with the old age wah-wah stuff. So it's not like it's not like Tupperware or chastity belts.
Thank God.
And they're, you know, and they're,
Bring
and
someone.
there'll be people there selling rocks, but not the kind you throw to when you're burning the witch. So it's the kind that the witch wears to be a hot mama. Anyways, so
Know where you're going.
oh, you never know where I'm going.
I
I never
know.
know where I'm going till I turn behind and look, oh, see where I've been. I mean, that's the only way I can figure it out. So
Yeah.
when we start with the astrology, we've got some astrological stuff going on, and I want to remind people that get out your astrology chart, show what's going on, see what's going on. I'm going to be talking about what's coming up for the week. For those of you who have been with me a long time, we used to do this show once a month where we did all the astrology and we brought an astrologer in that just focused on that, and them and I would go back, talk about it all. But now we just give you a little weekly glimpse. This is what's coming up for the next 7 days. If you have your chart and you can see where it affects you, you can know where those energies are going to be, And if you look at it, I want you to think about it this way. Remember, we always call the astrology stuff here planetary influences. It's the weather, it's the astrological weather. What's the weather outside? And if you looked at it and said, hey, I own 12 homes across the country, and I could say, well, this is going to be the weather over that home, then you knew what was going on in that home, you could prepare for it. So when I tell you the astrological weather, if you have your chart, you know what house or houses it's happening in and how it's going to affect the area of your life. Again, it's the weather. Planetary influences isn't telling you what to do. It's not telling you decisions to make. It's giving you more information with which to make better decisions. So as we say that, we're going to look at it, and I'm going to apply, as I do every week that she's here, to Ashley's chart of where it's going to be hitting her. And if you don't have an astrology chart done, or you just got something you get on the internet, but you don't really know what it means, and it was a lot of blah blah, and you never could get through reading it anyways, you can always email me at info@kevinrossemery.com and schedule a full-blown, I want to understand my chart. And then you come back every week and you will understand what I'm saying and what it means to you. So it's like you get a free weekly update to follow your astrology session.
Which is what
So,
I'm doing.
which is what you're doing. Yeah. Ashley has had been having me read her astrology for a while now. And we never get it done less than in a 2-hour session.
No, usually three or four.
So first of all, we've got Pluto. Pluto, the planet of transformation, slow moving. It's a big earth moving vehicle, Pluto is. It kind of goes, ooh. But as it kind of grinds things under, it transforms them, it transmutes them, it shifts, it changes them. It is going to be squaring Mercury, which is our planet of communication. We're going to feel this from 517 to 522, because as planets are approaching these kind of things like a square, a conjunction, a trine, or an opposition, these are the major aspects in astrology. As this happens, those energies come up, and we're going to feel them coming up to the apex, and then we'll feel them as they go down. So in this case, we are looking at that this square that's hitting, for you, Ashley, it's going to, you're going to struggle between practical versus idealistic. And there's going to be, it's going on between your fifth and your eighth house. You're on one hand are trying to decide what you need to change, what you need to let go of, what kind of rebirth you need to have. It's also going to be, it could easily be affecting your place of joint finances. But it's going to be struggling with you trying to embrace your creativity, your self-expression, and the idealistic part of you of how you want the world to be and who you want to be in that world. And so with a square, the struggling is going on within you. If it was an opposition, it's actually going to be a fight you're having with the outside world. Like the world, they're getting messages from the world you're struggling with.
So square is an internal struggle.
Square is an internal.
Dawn lights Marblehead. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And I misspoke. This is completely, Mercury's not retrograde, is it? No.
No. Unprecedented.
So what I'm seeing here now is actually, there it is. Mercury square in Aquarius, and the high date is going to be like the 18th, but you're going to start to feel it on the 16th and it will go to the 20th. Pluto's doing a couple of things, so it threw me for a second. The other thing that Pluto is doing on May 22nd, and you're going to feel it from May 22nd till May 27th, that Pluto is also going to be trining the sun. And in a trine, it supports each other. A conjunction is your wingman. A trine is more like, you know, the friends you call to go hang out with sometimes that just kind of like lift you up and jazz you up. It's not your best friend, but it's the friends that you kind of like, oh, I always feel good when I'm with them. So this is going to be going on, and this is the sun trining Pluto. The high date is going to be 522, 523, but you're going to feel it from 521 to 526. And so there is going to be, and we have sun going into Gemini on the 21st. So as soon as the sun goes into Gemini. Now, when the sun goes into Gemini, it's an air sign, guys. It is a mutable air sign. And so as it goes in there, it's about thought processes. How do we think about things? How do we communicate what we're thinking? How do we actually internally communicate? And so as you're going through this, this Pluto trining that energy is going to really be helping you, like, and I always say Gemini is about collecting data. Geminis always want to know more so they can make better decisions as this is going on. And this Gemini is this trine between Gemini and Aquarius. These two air signs are getting together and they're really saying, you know, I need to collect data and I need to know how and who I want to be in the world. At my highest self, at my best self. How do I want to be doing that? And so there's going to be a lot of energy. And when you have anything going on with the sun is going to be highlighting, illuminating, giving it lots of energy. It's going to be a focal point. When the sun shines on something, you get a lot of energy around it. And in this case, it's going to start this sun on Gemini for you is going to start in your ninth house where you're going to question the status quo, feel rebellious, want to blow out structures, think of stuff, you're going to be collecting data about what structures no longer work in your life, whether it could be a structure of any kind of organization, any kind of, it could be a higher education, it can be a church, a religion, it can be some kind of philosophy. You're going to look at it and you're going to be bringing in data, bringing in data, bringing in data. And that's going to be going on in Gemini, as that sun in Gemini says, collect data, rethink, 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 from basically right up to the 21st. I mean, from the 21st right to 620. I mean, but at some point, you're going to go from the 9th to the 10th house. And that means at the very end, the last 4 days of Gemini, you switch. And so from the 16th to the 20th, you're going to be making that shift where you start to say, how is this going to change my face in the world? How is it going to change my career? How am I going to act differently in the world? So a lot of this upcoming time for you is about collecting data, collecting information. That Pluto is going to support you in doing that and being able to see things from a 5,000 foot looking down thing. And so with that, you will be able to shift at the very end of that, just as we're getting ready to go into Cancer, and say, I'm going to do some shifts in how I'm seen in the world, how I'm acting in the world, maybe around your career, your reputation, these type of things. We have Mercury going into Taurus. Taurus, low, fixed, earth, practical. And before I talked about that struggle between the practical versus the ideal, it's because that Mercury is squaring that Pluto. And remember, in your head, you're going to be, this is what I should do. This is the correct, safe thing to do. And yeah, that's going to be fighting with, but what about me? But what about what I want, who I want to be? And again, this energy has already been coming in for you. So everybody out there, we're going Sun in Gemini, find out where Gemini is and what kind of data you're going to be collecting to make change. Find out where that's playing out with that Pluto square, with the Sun Pluto trine. There's a lot of energy, and the last energy we're going to be doing here is Venus is going to be conjuncting Uranus. And so there's going to be some rebellion, some breakthrough, some unpredictability about how you feel about love, beauty, harmony, what your values are. These are going to get shaken up. You're going to be doing some soul searching around these areas from 516 to 522, with 518 being the height. So again, to those of you who are trying to follow, I'm talking quick. You know, you can always rewatch this and slow me down and put me on hold when it's not live. You know, you can put me on the pause button, but find your chart. Where is this hitting you? I am giving specific things. What I said to Ashley will not apply to you unless you have the exact same houses Ashley has. But Ashley, there's your weekly astrology reading.
Why, thank you. All right.
For the simple price of introducing our guest so you can pick his brain.
It would be my pleasure. So today we have Tom Palladino here. He is a scalar energy researcher based in Florida. What is scalar energy? It's a fundamental life force found everywhere in the world, space, and the universe. It originates from the sun and stars, chi, prana, om, mana, life force, pyramid energy, or zero point energy are synonymous terms for scalar energy. Tom theorized that all energy in the universe initiates as scalar energy, and I'm excited to hear more about that. It's an instructive energy, as the entire universe is instructed by this divine essence. So, Tom, welcome.
Thank you both. Thanks. It's an honor to be here. And I'm going to speak about what we just detailed in your conversation, star energy, or what a lot of people say, the information of the universe. That all goes hand in hand with my work.
Glad to accommodate.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
What are we speaking about? I work with energy instruments, star instruments or scalar energy instruments. This is not electricity. This is the information of the cosmos. Now, we all have established the fact that the stars give off information, light. And many people believe that that light can be interpreted. Well, I do so with my instrument. I have a scalar energy instrument that interprets scalar light. Now, I'm doing this by way of engineering. Some people are doing this by way of interpretation. But I will speak to the audience about an engineered approach with star energy, with star intelligence. That's the key to my work. And from that vantage point, the fact that we're working with energy, energy is a first principle, and I've engineered instruments that control that energy, it's very much a valid science. There is information in the stars.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, I mean, since man could first look at the stars and record anything and start to reason and logic out, man was like, that's got to be having an effect. There's something going on. You know, there's some connection. I mean, I know because I teach astrology. I mean, astrology goes back 3,000 years. I mean, and the complexity that they came up with 3,000 years ago, that people today still have a hard time actually learning all of the pieces. But that came down from, you know, from somewhere. Right. And so, you know, supporting what you're saying is there is energy there. There's information there. There are things that we can use there. And I love the people who want to put the blinders on and say, I only believe it if I can touch it. Because there's a lot of things they can't touch that they better believe in, or they're going to run out of air.
Yep.
Yeah. Breathing will be a little hard if you can touch it.
No, you're absolutely right. If you take a look at, through a telescope and you look at the universe, it's stars. You have stars and then you have empty space. Well, what's the empty space? It's the information from the stars. You don't need a lot of space. You need stars. And those stars send out their intelligence, their information throughout the universe. And this is the key to my work. This is my laboratory. This is a miniature star. It acts like a miniature star. I can hold up a light bulb in my hand, and that miniature star will animate my light bulb. So that's the energy of the stars that I'm working with. And how do I work with this in practice? When I'm working with this energy, I access what I consider the double helix, or I access the life force energy. I'm going to show the audience a photograph of a scalar wave. Take a good look at that double helix. Mm-hmm. That's a scalar wave that's emanating from a Tesla coil. That is a time-lapse photograph of a scalar wave. Now, let's take that a step further. What does that mean? It's probably the animating force of DNA. So a scalar wave from the sun and the stars, in my estimation, creates and maintains DNA. So we are made out of star information. That's the divine imprint. This is the divine proportion. This is the perfect intelligence from the stars. Nothing can go wrong with energy. Energy is perfect. Energy never makes a mistake. That's the key to my work. I'm working with star energy that downloads, that configures our DNA. If you look at the two, it's the same ratio and proportion. It's no accident. A scalar wave, a star wave, creates and maintains our DNA. What does that mean? We're animated by star energy. The stars not only have information, but the stars create our genome.
So tell us some stuff that you're actually, so how does that light bulb transition into helping me or helping Ashley?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Walk us through that mm-hmm. thing. Because, you know, I always love Festus. I mean, he could put the light bulb in and it lit.
But what's the point here? The point is to show that this is a functioning instrument. Now, in practice, in function, how do I work with this instrument? Well, I work through the ether. This is not a biological process. When I work with somebody, I work through their photograph. This is my photograph. I would actually place a person's photograph inside the instrument. And that instrument's so strong, it can illuminate a light bulb. And it's also illuminating my chakras simultaneously. So what's the point? There's a force field here. It's a very powerful force field. I feel it. Every time my photograph is inside that scalar energy dimension, I feel that energy. And the result is I'm calm. I'm much calmer than I would be without that energy. Many times I have a very deep dream state. Well, owing to the fact that our dreams are what some type of scalar energy projection that we can download, that we can access our psychic mind, conscious and subconscious mind, with energy. So all of this goes hand in hand. The energy of the stars, the fundamental energy of the universe, affects everything, including our mind, including our seven chakras. We have seven chakras. This is an image of seven chakras. They spin. They're spinning vortices. Why? Because scalar energy spins our seven chakras. I have a chakra instrument. I have an instrument that not only can access our brainwaves, but also our seven chakras. That's key to my research. This is not electricity. I'm in a different realm. I'm in a different dimension of scalar energy, not electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, but you're talking that you're doing what you do for people remotely. This is not like I'm going to say, hey, Tom, how much does it cost for me to buy one of those machines and put it beside my bed?
That's correct. I do everything by way of photographs. It's a service. It's a good point. Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, Ash and I both do kinds of energy work where we do absentee healing, remote sending of energy. I mean, this is not a new concept to us that, you know, this time, space, dimension is very limited in what we can perceive versus what we can actually do.
Yes. Thank you. Good point.
So.
But I'm curious about the, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm curious about the photograph part of it and how does that link in. So, for example, the energy healing that Kevin and I can do, I don't really need a photograph. I can just imagine, you know, you think about the person. A photograph is helpful because it makes it a little more concrete, but it's not really necessary. So I'm a little curious about the photograph. So
good point. A photograph is a source of light. That's all it is. That's my photograph. It's my fingerprint. It's my, if you will, my DNA, so to speak, on a piece of paper. Now, earlier today, I was working with thousands upon thousands of photographs. Many people from around the world now will upload their photograph and send it to it. So in so doing, I work with 500,000 photographs today. Now, in order for me to assure a proper communication to their force field, it's not biological, to their aura or their force field, a photograph assures that connection to their force field.
Gotcha.
That's 500,000 people. That's a lot of people. That's quite a sizable group.
So I don't know if you remember, Tom, you were scheduled, it was before the pandemic, to come on the Dr. Kevin show.
Yes.
And I don't even remember why, but I had to have somebody who does some substitute co-hosting co-host your show. But I had sent you my photograph back then so that I could talk about anything that I felt or any experience I had on the show. And then at the last minute, there was some emergency and Matt took it over for me because we didn't want to cancel the show. We still wanted to do it. And I believe that led to you, I used to be on Ohm Times. I think that led
to
you to cover on Ohm Times.
Yes, that's correct, on Ohm Times. Thank you.
Yeah. So that had to be 6-7 years ago. Is my photograph still floating around somewhere or do you purge them?
We purge them. No, to answer your question, Kim, we purge them. And that's a good point, because we only will carry out that function as long as people ask. So it's usually a 30-day session. After that, we actually destroy photos.
So if Ashley and I uploaded tonight and said, work on us, in 30 days, mm-hmm. when we come back on to do the show and we would track the 30 days, what would we be able to talk about likely?
Typically, people say that their dream state is enhanced because we're balancing the chakras on a daily basis. I usually practice the chakra balancing for 1 hour. That's a lot of energy. Again, consider the amount of energy going into a light bulb to illuminate a light bulb. That identical energy is going into your mind. So most people say that they're calmer. They have a sense of tranquility. Their dream state is enhanced. And there's other functions that this instrument will achieve. Many people say it reduces inflammation. Some people say it's helped them with rheumatoid arthritis because it's instructive energy. Now, all of my work is with, again, a laboratory instrument. There's no human reasoning. So I allow the energy to heal. And the healing takes place at the level of information, what we call quantum, or what we consider the non-physical pattern body. Perhaps we call it the aura. It's not a physical process. It's not a chemical process. Now, this is really what I enjoy about my work. I can eradicate viruses and bacteria, not at a biological level, but by negating the signature, by negating the disease pattern. So we're working at a different level. We're working at quantum, which is a non-physical informational level.
So a Rife machine, which I have a friend who told me a lot about Rife machines, is that in the same ballpark?
Yes, it is. Okay. But the only exception is a Rife machine, you need to be there in person. With a scalar energy instrument, you could operate remotely. Because I believe the scalar energy dimension, the quantum dimension, is everywhere. So you're not bound by space and time. That's why with the scalar energy instrument, I frequently treat people from around the world because a photograph is all I need to access their aura or their energy field.
So in 30 days, I'm sleeping deeper, which has all sorts of health benefits in of itself.
If I'm sleeping deeper,
if my chakras are getting a daily plug-in of zhuzh energy, woo! they're out there flashing lights. See, aren't you glad you didn't have me the first time you came to the show? But if I have, because I'm a big believer in body intelligence and body wisdom, and it's going to take an energy. And, I work with something that helps stimulate stem cells. And I know the stem cells are going to go where they need. Just like I would know this energy is going to go where it's needed. Our limited brain will get in the way sometimes. But if I say, I have this health issue, does it help you in any way to know that? Or it's really irrelevant? And then, is it like, well, you're going to sleep better in 30 days. But if you, let's say, have degenerative arthritis, which I don't, but I'm just kind of pulling that out of midair. How long would it be before there'd be some effects that we would feel? I mean,
okay. Everybody's different, but this is a rule of thumb. First of all, there's no human input on my part. Why? This is the energy of the stars, the light of the stars. It's much smarter than me. So there's no human reasoning. There's no human input. The energy, the instrument, does all the work. Okay. Secondly, there are some, say, medical conditions, whether it's Parkinson's or cancer, it might take a few months to see significant improvement. But nonetheless, if people stay on the program, what I've experienced is many people will speak of significant turnaround. Now, everybody's different. I can't give a blanket statement, but this is my experience. I've worked with people now for the past 2-3 months, and they're saying, I'm doing better. My cancer is in remission. Now, can I lay claim to that? Not necessarily. Is it the part of the energy? Well, I'm sure it is the part of the energy, but it's something we cannot quite understand yet. Now, who can understand the cosmos? Who can understand the nature of stars? We just have a thumbnail understanding, if you will, of all of this. But this is what's so important. This is the life force. This is the intelligence of the universe. And the more we delve into scalar energy, scalar light research, the more we will realize its potential.
So I don't know if either one of you ever saw the movie Resurrection with Ellen Burstyn. It was in the late 70s. She dies and comes back I love that they say near death experience when they actually die and come back. It's not near death. You died and bounced out. They said, get out of here. We don't want you. And then she could do this miraculous laying on of the hands. And this was supposed to be based on a true story. But I always remember one scene that was very powerful. I mean, I saw it when I was a teenager, but it always stayed with me that there was one person that was brought up on the stage and she had done all this miraculous energy healing. And she said, no, I can't help this person. And they brought the person back. They had to bring him up on a hospital bed and brought him back. And her grandmother, who was her closest ally to her faith healing that she did, said, why? And she goes, because she needs her illness. She wasn't ready to let go of it. Mm-hmm. And that's always stayed with me as I've gone on and do lots of healing work and do stuff, that you can't get past somebody's resistance to wanting to be healthy. Like the illness serves them somehow. How would, is somebody's belief or somebody's resistance to, let's say, getting healthy, would that affect scalar energy?
Yes. Yes, it would. Yes. I'd say scalar energy is primal. Nothing's going to interfere with it. But how people interact and how people accept the healing, that indeed, that's up to them. Some people can accelerate their healing or slow down their healing. Mm-hmm. Some people can block their healing altogether. And I know that's rather peculiar to me, but you're right. Some people identify with illness and they don't necessarily want to part with that illness.
Oh, yeah. It defines them. Their illness defines them. And it's created a life that is safe and comfortable for them.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
I've been doing what I do as a spiritual catalyst for 34 years now. So nothing surprises me. Yeah. So somebody does... I know you've got an offer because I've got it all ready to put underneath your head whenever you mention it. Yes. But you threw out the number 30. So I'm going to ask this question. Mm-hmm. If Ashley and I upload your picture in 30 days, sometime after 30 days, if we were to have you come on and we talk about, did we feel like what did we feel? Okay. Would you be up to that?
Of course, I'll be up to anything. I want people to experience this. Yes, yes.
That's great.
Yes.
How did you stumble into this?
Tesla, Nikola Tesla. Okay. Once I started reading about Tesla as a youngster, I said, this is it.
This
Tesla,
is it.
You know, if you look at invention changes lives. Invention allows mankind to advance. And Tesla's inventions have allowed us to advance. And we should have listened to him more because we would have advanced more. Anyway, long story short, it was Tesla.
Thank you.
Okay. So I don't think. Oh, okay. We have somebody on 620. But our with the show runs a little different than the last time you were on it, and we let all the guests know. We talked to you for approximately a half an hour, and that's how we do it now. So on 6:20, we'll have you come in for the last 15 minutes after our guest has come on and off, so that we can have a three-way conversation about our experience of it.
Okay.
We book in advance. Obviously, we're not asking people on Wednesday to be there on Thursday. That's a little too nerve-wracking. Okay. But and you know, if that 15 minutes we don't get out everything, then we will, you know, try to give you, another full slot or whatever. But I really want to do it after the 30 days, because after the 30 days, you know, we're both very sensitive to energy. We both have things going on in our lives, you know, and we're both open.
Okay. Let's do this. 6:20 is out. I'm busy until early July. Well, maybe six. See, I'm looking at July 11th. Which is okay. Thursday to follow.
Perfect.
7:11. Could we do 7:18?
Let's see my schedule. 7:18 is open. What time?
Okay. So we'll have you come on for another full show on 7:18.
Okay. Fair enough. Done deal.
Perfect.
Yeah. Because we don't have anybody on that particular date. We had somebody on the 11th, and I didn't want. And I'd rather have you come on for another full show so we can talk about it. And at that point, we will have, you know, we'll send you our pictures tonight. And
yes.
If you just keep us in your loop, we'll actually have like 6 weeks underneath our belt.
Okay.
I mean, we'll come on the show and I'll look like I'm 20 again. And you know.
Me too.
Yeah. No, let's do that. I like to prove what I'm doing, or at least I want people to have the experience. The people prove it by their experience. So it's a date, July 18th, 6 p.m. Eastern. Let's do that.
Yes. Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. And we'll make sure that we both go to your. So when people want, people just go like, we're going to go to yourscalarlight.com and there'll be a place for us to upload a picture.
That's correct. Exactly. It's that simple.
Okay. So when we hop off the radio show, we'll both do it. I get excited about this shit.
Me too.
So I want nothing more than to be able to rave about it in 6 weeks.
Okay. and I think that's sufficient time, a month and a half, to experience this. I treat every day, 7 days a week. Most people feel much better after 15 days, 30 days, 60 days. Sure.
So I'm going to go ahead and put your offer, if that's okay, on the bottom of your screen. So you are offering to our audience tonight that they can get 15 days of free Scalar Light sessions.
That's correct. That's always a standing offer on the website. And we limit it to 15 days because some people just want to go slowly. So experience teaches me some people just want 15 days.
Yeah, no, I'll take 150 days. Just add a zero.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You know, I want people, when I tell them I'm, you know, after 34 years on the radio, I'm still only 29 years old, to believe me. And I figure in 150 days of scalar treatment, they will. You know, I got high hopes for you, Tom.
Well, that and the stem cells, you're going to be in utero before you know it.
Well, I will deliver. I should say the energy will deliver.
The energy will deliver.
You'll deliver me out of utero, if that's right.
Exactly. I've been fascinated by this since a friend told me about the Rife machine and how it was helping her. But I like the difference. That feels a little cumbersome because you literally have to be there. Like her laptop is sitting next to her while she's sleeping, and she's using it for her kids too. And I found it intriguing. And yes, I always wanted more information and more evidence because it was quite a leap of faith and an investment. So I wanted more concrete evidence. So this will be a really fun experiment. And even though it's not the same, I understand, this sounds a lot less clunky.
Thank you.
Now, you also private chatted us that there are free sessions for the entire family. So right. Now, if Ashley sent you a picture of her and her two kids in one, or would each picture have to be separate?
No, it can be a group photograph. Actually, I prefer a group photograph to make it easier on yourself.
Perfect.
Many times people will send me an extended family, you know, 5, 6 people, 7 people, including pets. And that's what I want. The greater the number, the better. Why? That way you can prove this amongst one another. You can share this information and you can compare and contrast.
Will the scalar energy may help people become better versions of themselves?
Yes, I believe so. This has made me calmer over the years. This has taught me many lessons. The energy is therapeutic, soul, mind, and body. Yes, to answer your question.
Okay, so I'm going to get the group picture of the House of Representatives and the Senate. And I'm going to send them to you.
They could use it, believe me.
They could use it, yeah.
They need a chakra balancing. They could use it.
They need a scalar wand put somewhere. I'm not going to say where.
Different kind of show.
Remember, people, we have a few more minutes with Tom. If you have questions, you can type your questions in on wherever you're watching us. Also, remember, Tom is going to be back on 7/18. Mm-hmm. So if you watch this on the repeat, because this goes out to all of the podcast blahs and all of the social media blahs, so you never know when people are going to see this show. But you're hearing here right now, you can come back and be here live on 7/18. See our results and ask Tom the questions if you happen to see this on a repeat instead of watching it live. So it's not very often that we have a solid date for a guest to come back. So if you're watching this Saturday morning when you're catching up on your stuff and you put up the show and watch it through your local podcast provider, 7/18, come here live, 6 p.m. Thursday night. Come here so that you can actually ask Tom your questions yourself.
I have a question. Have you ever tried doing this for other living things, like a plant?
All the time. I've been working with the Ohia tree, O-H-I-A, the Ohia tree in Hawaii. It suffered from a blight. And after working with the Ohia tree, we've had great success reversing that blight.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Hmm. So plants and animals. People have sent me photographs of kangaroos in Australia. And yes, we were successful in working with kangaroos in Australia. That's right.
Well,
Freya.
I'm going to do a family picture. We won't leave you out, Freya. Can you help me?
So, and does it have to be a recent photograph?
No, the age of the photo doesn't matter, because when you're working in the quantum field.
Yeah, time. There is no time, right?
There is no time. That's the best way to put it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put, again, go to Tom's website. I'm going to switch over the ticker again. Scalarlight.com. You can upload and get a free 15-day session. Now, if people have a 15-day session and they go, I felt it, it helped. I mean, you must get so many pictures. It's not like you can sit and analyze each picture every time.
That's correct. But it's the plethora of good results that we're having with people around the world. That's the key to our work. And time again, the testimonies say that something advantageous has taken place.
So if somebody has 15 days, I mean, we're going to have 6 weeks. If we go, oh my God, this just rocked our world, and we had stuff that we are working on ourselves or our family. I mean, you know, is there a place at which you purchase a package? And if so, what does that look like?
Yeah. Our website has an offer whereby for 1 month, 30 days, you can purchase a package for $89. $89.
Okay. And so you would just purchase it month by month?
Yeah, that's correct. Most people, once they experience the free sessions, if people think it's of value, they'll go in and they'll purchase it for a month at a time. Yes.
What is a typical, I know it must vary, but what's a typical length of time that people would be looking for treatment?
Most people want to stay on it for at least 3 to 4 months because every month they feel better. It's almost like you're peeling the onion, as the expression goes. And after 3 or 4 months, most people feel that it was provided sufficiently their needs, what they need.
Okay, but if I want to go back to utero, maybe 9 months, a year.
Man. Yeah,
we're gonna have. It's 40 weeks is the length of a pregnancy.
Yeah. That's it.
Gestation.
Scalar for 40 weeks. Has the scalar done any work to your knowledge or that you've had feedback on dementia?
Yes, I've started a new chapter, and I've only been at it now for 2.5 months, but people with dementia and Parkinson's were starting to see some good results. Okay, so please bear with me. I'll let you know when it's a new process. I'll let you know in 6 or 7 months just how promising this is.
Okay. Because obviously that is, this is one of the big things of the 21st century.
Yeah. I'm going to let you in on this. About 3 weeks ago, Jesus gave me a message in reference to Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, and neurological impairment. Jesus said, treat as long as need be, as long as is warranted. So we'll see over the course of this summer. I'm working with many people with Parkinson's, dementia, and let's see how they fare. Let's see what happens.
You know, here in the 21st century, we have very interesting things, a lot of which didn't exist or barely existed in the 20th and even less so in the 19th as you go back. Now, part of that is we're doing a whole lot more with labels today, which I'm not a big fan of. I think that labels limit. But we see lots of rise in autism. We see, and of course, I've been talking about ADD and ADHD since 1998 as an evolutionary process. I don't see it as a disease or disability, but it is an evolving process that grates against the environment that has not adjusted yet to it. But we look at this in neurodiversity. Mm-hmm. And I look at it, you know, I mean, have there always been neurodiverse people? Yes, but I think that we look at these things. And the other one that comes to mind is environmental sensitivities.
Yes, this poster child right here.
Any of those that you wish, and we're keeping you longer than we told you, I hope you don't mind, but any comments you have on any of those, I would love to hear before we free you up to go do something more interesting with your kids.
You know, let me say this again. The energy is the healing animating force. Now, energy is a first principle. And what you describe are the effect. So what's the point? Cause over effect. So it's my hope that this new program that I've come out with will address any type of environmental concern, will address any type of genetic concern. Because we all are created from the creative strength. And the effect, our biological body, the effect, our genetic predisposition, can be influenced and controlled by the animating force. So long story short, this is a new process. I have high hopes. I'm starting to see promising results already with people with cancer. Some people tell me they're in remission. So that's quite promising after 2.5 months.
That's for sure. Actually,
any last questions?
Yeah. Will this start tomorrow if we send you your photo tonight? Okay. I just want to know like when I can kind of get the nuance of it.
You will receive a notice from our support desk that your photograph has been accepted. As soon as that takes place, that means I have the photo. So send it in tonight, and most likely in the morning it will be accepted. It's late already.
Yeah. It is.
Where are you located?
I'm in Florida.
Okay.
East Coast.
So now, is there anything we should do so that you know to hold on to her for 6 weeks and don't dump us 15 days? Okay.
You don't need to do that. I'll take your photo and we'll make sure you're treated until late July, until we have our follow-up.
He'll hold it to his heart.
Ashley, he's going to put it up with the scale of light on the dartboard. So
no, exactly. I'm glad we're doing this. This is very promising. Thank you.
No, thank you. I'm excited to be a test sample. It's all good.
Okay. We're going to say some of our questions for next time. Tom, thank you for joining us. Guys, you get a 15 days to receive this energy. Like, are you crazy?
Sign up.
ScaleOfLight.com. Hit the 15-day trial. Upload your picture. You literally have nothing to lose. And after 15 days, if you go, I feel a difference, I feel something has happened, then you can choose whether you want to take that next step. But hey, there's no commitment. And I'm sure, I'm going to confirm this, Tom, because I confirm everything. When they do the 15 days, they don't have to submit a card for the 15 days, right?
No, you don't have to submit anything. No.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying that because, you know, there's so often people have been hoodwinked. And I didn't think you did. And in fact, I remembered you didn't when I did it 10 years ago. No. But there are people watching this and go, oh, yeah, I've gone to the free site before. And then they say, well, you know, in order for us to verify. So I'm just assuring you that's not going to happen. No. So you have no reason not to go.
We don't play that game. No, that's a good point. No.
Yep.
It's free. Gratis.
And I kind of knew you didn't play it, but I wanted our viewers to know that you didn't play it. So it wasn't a barrier to trial.
No, there's no barrier. I want to get this information out there. Before I pass on, I want the world to understand scalar energy is a gift from God. That's the entire point of my work.
Well, you know, if you hang out with that scalar energy, you ain't dying anytime soon, right? Stars live how long?
Yeah, infinitely. Thank you.
That's a little long.
Tom, we're looking forward to seeing you on July 18th.
Thank you, Ashley. Yes. Kevin, enjoy your summer. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thanks, Tom. Bye. So nice to meet you.
God bless.
Bye. All right.
So, I've already brought the website up.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, like, what picture do I have with my whole family in it? So, I'm trying to streamline it, but I've got a little mental list of who I want to include. And my family, if you're watching right now, sign up. It's all good. 15 days.
Yeah. I mean, I know some things going on, and you have a couple of people that would really have nothing to lose with what they've coming up to do it. So
yeah, exactly. So Christmas photo, I know the one I'm sending. Just the dog's not in it. I'm going to have to like superimpose him into the pic. But
I have a photo of Jeff and I holding the two cats.
Oh, that's perfect.
So I got to find it. But there you go. So any other thoughts on what he said? Did it make sense? Did it ring any alarms?
No, I mean, you know, no, it didn't ring any alarms. It's hard to wrap the human brain around. My spiritual brain is like, yeah, I get it. I'm all in. My human brain is like, well, how does it work? And having a small introduction to this a couple of years ago through my friend, again, it was hard to wrap my brain around, but I had such faith in its promise that's just kind of carrying over into this. How about you?
You know, it's hard for me because he did 15 days on me and I don't remember, because I had something going on. Cause like I had to, cause I had to give it to Matt, like right. I was saying, I gave it to Matt, and I get back, and Matt's like, you know, Om Times, we're listening to the thing. They approached him. They put him on the front of his magazine. They did a whole article on him, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, great. I missed the guest that, you know, so I was excited to have Tom back. But the 50, I mean, it had to have been 2018, 19, you know, it was long enough ago that I can't remember, but I did the 15 days. And so I might've slept better. I think I remember taking a couple of notes because I wanted to say there was a couple of things and it made me think that that was because the scalar energy was working. So right. I remember in my head having a brief connection of a couple of things that I was going to be able to talk to him because I did this before he came on last time.
Right. Which was a nice way to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look at, you know, everything happens for a reason and we're going to get 6 weeks. So, you know, there you go. And I have just notified our booking staff that 718 is taken. I wrote it in the Google, our Google radio thing. Perfect. They should generate stuff back out because my big thing is, okay, we told them we're all set. And I wake up tomorrow morning and that spot got booked.
Yep. Yep. Well,
next week, tell us about our next week guest.
Oh my goodness. Next week we have
Dr. Greg Chasen.
Yes, we do. So hold on. I'm looking up Dr. He is the author of Flawed. So why is perfectionism a challenge for management? Interesting. Yeah, I actually read something very recently about how, you know, in a job interview, when they say I'm a perfectionist, that actually is not the right thing to say in an interview now. So I think it dovetails a little bit into that. Like, what is going on with perfectionism and why is it a challenge for employers?
Well, my guess, and the reason that because we get people, we get booking agents contacting me. I don't think I go a day without having an email from somebody who's hawking somebody they want to have on our show.
Right.
And, you know, and I want to pick and choose. But I felt like, yes, he's promoting a book about how to do it on management, but it's still a relationship issue. Mm-hmm. That should apply everywhere.
Absolutely.
So I'm not as focused on the management part of it, because if there are techniques in that book for a boss to know how to better manage a perfectionistic employee, yeah, then those same tips, slightly modified, should be able to be if you're managing your perfectionistic child, spouse, yeah, parent, sibling,
friend, anything. Yeah.
I understand because I've managed perfectionists before. And I understand that the problem is they can create a lot of disharmony in the workplace, mm-hmm, because they're always looking that everybody else isn't.
Yep. There's an expectation and a measure that. So there's a level of irritation that just is like the bandwidth, yep, in the background. But I'm looking forward to that too. There's always good guests for us to
go
to chat with.
Okay.
We're done. Everybody,
Haverhill this week. We're running out of time and I did not grab up the information as much as I said I was going to because we went long with Tom, but we do have this May 18th, Haverhill, Massachusetts. It's at the American Legion Hall in Haverhill, Mass. You can find it 11 a.m. American Legion Post 4, Haverhill, Mass. Gigi Spring Psychic and Healing Fair. Gigi Spring Psychic and Healing Fair. You can Google it. You can put it in a Facebook search. 11 a.m. I will be there along with lots of other people. You're sitting this one out, Ash, but
yes,
we'll see you then. And Ashley, I'll see you in a week.
See you next week, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.